You're listening to SBS News.
Hello. How does it feel to be home?
Very happy. Everybody is. Thanks so much.
Relieved to be on home soil, the Australians evacuated from the Chinese province of Hubei, the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak, have touched down at airports around the country after spending 2 weeks quarantined on Christmas Island. In Sydney, waiting for his luggage, Dayu Hong says it was inconvenient, but it could have been a lot worse.
It was fine there. Like, the Ozmat doctors, they were all, like, working really hard, getting everyone, like, to be on point with their hygiene. And, yeah, everyone was safe.
Also at the baggage carousel, Nelson Ong reunited with his children.
Has it been a lonely and a worrisome 2 weeks, past 2 weeks.
Many, like Craig, still have family in the province.
We're a little worried about them. Things are getting worse, I think, so we'll just keep our fingers crossed it gets better.
In China, more than 10,000 people have been discharged from hospital after recovering from coronavirus. Chen Qinbo was a former patient.
You must believe in yourselves and the doctors, as well as the scientific treatment that they're giving you. If you face the disease actively, you can overcome it much quicker. So many of us are in this together. We are all trying hard. We should have confidence. Fight on.
Some foreign officials, including Pemi Majordina from the African National Congress, expressed faith in the country to combat the virus.
I'm very confident that they are going to resolve that because China, they work as a unit. They are so united. Once government has taken resolutions, each and every civil servant told the line, and that is what I appreciate of China.
While in Russia, a court has ordered a quarantine escapee to return to hospital isolation for 2 days, despite appearing in public for her ruling. The chief of Russia's health watchdog says strict procedures need to be taken for the greater good.
These are only protective measures that aim to prevent the spread of the new virus in territory of the city.
China has reported to the World Health Organization more than 70,000 cases of the deadly virus spreading across Asia, including nearly 2,000 deaths. Director-General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says despite data showing a decline in new cases globally, there is still reason to be cautious. He's calling for $675 million to support impacted countries.
WHO is continuing to work night and day on several fronts to prepare countries. We're sending testing kits to laboratories around the world. We're protecting health workers by sending personal protective equipment to many countries, and we're working with manufacturers to ensure supply. We're training health workers. We're providing advice to countries on how to do screening, testing, contact tracing, and treatment. We don't know how long this window of opportunity will remain open. Let's not squander it.
Australians on the quarantined Diamond Princess cruise ship docked off Japan will be evacuated and then quarantined for a further 2 weeks in Darwin upon their return, amid concerns some passengers could be carrying the coronavirus. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.